From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. During this summer's White House Conference on Aging, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the start of a new pilot program to increase low-income seniors' access to healthy food. The USDA hopes to allow seniors to use food stamps on grocery delivery services, and as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, the program could help more seniors continue to live at home.
So then she ordered 7 bananas.
Kelsey works as a shopper for the Conley Road Hy-Vee in Columbia. Through the store's new grocery delivery service, customers can order their groceries online, then come pick them up or have them delivered to their homes. And one big group that could benefit from these services are the elderly.
Do it, but if they can't drive, then they don't have to find transportation, and we can just take it right in for them.
But this program isn't just for convenience. Grocery delivery services could be an important part of helping seniors remain at home rather than moving to an assisted living facility. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says lack of transportation to grocery stores is one of the biggest reasons almost 3 million seniors lack access to healthy foods. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, called SNAP, could help with that, but less than half of eligible seniors use the program.
And it's our view that one of the reasons that they're not participating is that they may be in a place where it's difficult to access good food.
That's why the USDA included a change to the SNAP program in the 2014 Farm Bill. Under the new rules, nonprofit and government organizations that purchase and deliver groceries will be able to process SNAP payments, just like a grocery store or a farmer's market. But finding programs to process SNAP benefits for home deliveries may be a challenge.
They really can't afford the time or the money to process 2 payments because people would use their food stamps for their eligible items and they'd have to use check or a debit or cash for their non-eligible items.
Mary Jo Shifsky is the executive director for Store to Door. It's a nonprofit organization in Minnesota that provides grocery shopping and delivery services for seniors. It's been around over 30 years, but Shifsky says that there are only a handful of organizations like it because people aren't aware of a need for these programs.
The aging population, people are very aware that it is going to be a very large and needy population, but there's not a really cohesive or coherent plan to address their needs. And the goal for everybody is to remain in your home. It's much less expensive, and people tend to be healthier there. But to stay in your home, you really need services.
The new changes to SNAP are only available to government and nonprofit organizations like Store to Door. So companies like Hy-Vee do not accept SNAP as a payment for their delivery services. But Secretary Vilsack says the USDA is hopeful that providing easier ways to pay for the groceries will encourage the creation of more delivery programs in states like Missouri.
When you basically provide a vehicle for paying for the groceries and so forth, it creates the incentive for people to look for ways in which that business opportunity can be taken advantage of.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Hope Kerwin.